Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I'm talking to Scotty Kay with WSPA out of Spartanburg, South Carolina. When Scotty Kay was in North Alabama as a reporter, she was a victim of stalking. This being National Stalking Awareness Month, I wanted to talk to Scotty Kay about her experience and bring awareness to this subject.
What's scary is what happened to me was most people's eyes very extreme or very bizarre, the kind of things that I went through, my family went through. But the real truth is that there are so many more victims out there, so many more women, men who are going through a very similar thing or have gone through a very similar thing. And I think people don't realize just how common it is. When I started going through this whole ordeal, it felt like I was in a movie. You know, you see scary movies or you see TV shows and you always have that feeling of, oh, I hope this never happens to me, but you don't ever think it actually will. Going through that very challenging time, but also it made me grow. It made me, believe it or not, I think it made me a better person. You know, I did a lot of praying, I leaned on God a lot in that situation, and I think that people go about those things differently, but that was definitely my saving grace. I had a great support system. My coworkers, work was great. My friends, my family, you know, my family was 7 hours away at the time, but they always made a point to come down as much as they could and help me feel like I was safe and I could go out and do things. It's very real, and people need to be aware of just how common it is. It wasn't that I didn't connect with the subjects of my stories or the victims in my stories before, but this just took it to a whole nother level. It was like, I know what you've been through. I know what it feels like to be in your shoes.
If you are a victim of stalking, harassment, or domestic violence, I encourage you to reach out for help. We want you safe. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.